Welcome to Check It In, Check It Out. My name is Madeline.
And my name is Olivia. Our show tonight is coming to you from CHPD 105.9 The Brick in beautiful downtown Elmore, Ontario.
Check It In, Check It Out is a radio show for kids all about the Elgin County Library.
We hope you enjoy the show!
I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out.
Thank you, Madeline and Olivia. These two sisters from Elmer are co-hosting our show tonight. I'm Julie Berry, and our show is about those little creepy crawlers who share the world with us. You know, bugs. Spiders, worms, snails, slugs, those little critters that crawl around on the ground, fly around in the air, or buzz around your head. It's amazing how much excitement one little bug can create. For example, my sister had a bumblebee fly up her skirt. You don't want to know anything else about that, trust me. And a spider on the ceiling of the guest bedroom? Yikes, my granddaughter was not impressed. Yes, it's true, bugs can create quite a hullabaloo when they show up unexpectedly. But you know, some people like bugs. Yes, in fact, some people love bugs. There's a man who loves them so much he made a bug zoo. But hey, I'm going to let Madeline and Olivia tell you all about it.
Madeline and I are going to tell you about this great book from the library called Bug Zoo. Nick Baker wrote the book, and he tells you how to keep all kinds of little insects and caterpillars and worms and stuff like that in your house.
Tell them about the pooter.
The what?
The pooter. It's a special tool that makes it easy to catch little bugs without hurting them, and you don't even have to touch them.
Here it is. It's a serious piece of gear with a silly name. A pooter is simply suction device that allows you to collect very small creatures that otherwise would be frustratingly tricky to pick up. You can buy the professional pooters, but it's easy to make one out of common household items.
Here's a list of some of the animals you can have in your bug zoo. Wood lice, slugs and snails, aphids, caterpillars, worms, earwigs, ladybugs, spiders, crickets, mosquito larvae, and pseudoscorpion.
Pseudo what?
Pseudo scorpions.
I do not like the sound of that. What are pseudo scorpions?
Here's what Nick Baker writes about pseudoscorpions. Pseudoscorpions are everywhere. They live in compost heaps, piles of dead leaves, moss under stones in your house.
Okay, that is more than I want to know, thank you very much. I think we might be freaking out our listeners.
Oh no. Nick says there's nothing to worry about. They are so tiny and they are harmless, but very, very interesting to watch with your magnifying glass.
Well, maybe.
So now it's time for a story, and I want to tell you a little about this book before we read it. The title is The Delicious Bug, and it's written and illustrated by Janet Perlman. In the story, there are two chameleons named Willie and Wally who live in a very nice rainforest. I'm going to read most of the story, but every once in a while, Willie and Wally have an argument. And when that happens, Madeline, you are going to be Wally, and Olivia, you'll be Willie. Got it?
Got it.
Find a place where you can be as snug as a bug in a rug. Here's our story for tonight.
Thank you.
The Delicious Bug, written and illustrated by Janet Perlman. It was a quiet and peaceful day in the forest. The beaky bird was feeding berries to her babies. The lemurs were munching on leaves. The tomato frog was catching bugs. The chameleons, Willie and Wally, were experts at bug catching, and often they shared. They were hanging out by the pond when an especially plump and delicious-looking bumblebug flew by. Willie and Wally smacked their lips.
Mmm, lunch,
said Willie.
Yum,
said Wally. And then a rare thing happened. Kerplap! They both caught the bug at the same time. The two good friends started to laugh. How amusing, Willie spluttered. It was hard to speak with his tongue sticking out. Quite amazing, really, Larry slobbered. Now, would you mind letting go? Willie was surprised. But I saw it first. Now, you've got to picture this. There's two chameleons. They've caught the same bug. So their tongues are stuck out of their mouths, stuck to this bug. Have you ever tried to talk with your tongue sticking out of your mouth? It's not that easy. So when these chameleons are arguing, you will notice that they are not pronouncing their words too clearly. All right, so let's get back to the story. Remember, Wally was saying to Willie, now, would you mind letting go? Willie was surprised. But I saw it first.
Did not.
They went back and forth like this for a while, and as they did, they got more and more annoyed. Willie gave a little tug, and so did Wally. Before long, they were pulling each other back and forth around the forest, over an anthill, under a tortoise, past a family of shrews, and right up a tree.
I must keep holding on. I mustn't let go.
An even plumper and juicier bumblebug came along, but they weren't interested. Willie and Wally were getting very angry. They tried to stare each other down. They snarled ferociously. They puffed themselves up and made scary faces.
Just back off, slobberface. Why didn't you back off, dragon lips, crinkle tail, skunk cabbage?
By now, all the animals in the forest were watching. This had become embarrassing. The two chameleons were furious. First there was a slap, then a pulled tail, and soon it was full scale battle. They became a whirlwind of fists and feet, punching and kicking, pinching and scratching. Then they started throwing things. The chameleons were so hopping mad that they completely forgot about the bug. Suddenly, it escaped. Willie and Wally froze. Their bulging eyes searched frantically in all directions. Where did that bumblebug go? There, just below them. As they scrambled to get the bug, Willie and Wally lost their balance, and down they tumbled. Down, 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 straight toward the jaws of two hungry crocodiles. I can't tell you any more about the story right now. I highly, highly recommend that you get this book and find out what happens to these two silly chameleons who are fighting over this bumblebug. Again, the book is called The Delicious Bug, and it's by Janet Perlman. Our next story is called The Salamander Room. It's by Anne Mazur, and the pictures are by Steve Johnson. If you go out into the woods on a warm spring day and you keep a watchful eye out, you may very likely find a salamander. Salamanders come in many sizes, but the small ones, the ones that are so tiny that they fit very nicely into your hand, oh, be gentle. and they peek through your fingers are so cute. You just want to hug them. This story is about a little boy who wants to bring a salamander into his bedroom to live with him. What do you think about bringing a small woodland creature into your house to live? Get comfy and listen. Brian found a salamander in the woods. It was a little orange salamander that crawled through the dried leaves of the forest floor. The salamander was warm and cozy in the boy's hand. "Come live with me," Brian said. He took the salamander home. "Where will he sleep?" his mother asked. "I will make him a salamander bed to sleep in. I'll cover him with leaves that are fresh and green and bring moss that looks like little stars to be a pillow for his head. I'll bring crickets to sing him to sleep and bullfrogs to tell him good night stories. And when he wakes up, where will he play? I will carpet my room with shiny wet leaves and water them so he can slide around and play. I'll bring tree stumps into my room so he can climb up the bark and sun himself on top. And I will bring boulders that he can creep over. He'll miss his friends in the forest. I'll bring salamander friends to play with him. They'll be hungry. How will you feed them? I'll bring insects to live in my room. And every day I will catch some and feed the salamanders. And I'll make little pools of water on top of the boulders so they can drink whenever they are thirsty. The insects will multiply, and soon there will be bugs and insects everywhere. I'll find birds to eat the extra bugs and insects, and the bullfrogs will eat them too. Oh, where will the birds and bullfrogs live? I'll bring trees for the birds to roost in and make ponds for the frogs. Birds need to fly. We can lift off the ceiling. They will sail out into the sky, but they'll come back to my room when it's time for dinner because they will know that the biggest, juiciest insects are there. But the trees, how will they grow? The rain will come through the open roof, and the sun too, and vines will creep up the walls of my room, and ferns will grow under my bed. There will be big white mushrooms and moss, like little stars growing around the tree stumps that the salamanders climb on. And you, where will you sleep? I will sleep on a bed under the stars with the moon shining through the green leaves of the trees. Owls will hoot and crickets will sing. And next to me, on the boulder with its head resting on soft moss, the salamander will sleep. I like that story. And now, it's time for our amazing and educational riddle for tonight. Olivia and Madeline have a little sister, and her name is Sophia. She's going to help them with the riddle. How can you tell which end of a worm is which?
Tickle it in the middle and see which end laughs.
Check it in, check it out is made possible thanks to the Elgin County Library and the Mennonite Community Services of Elmer, Ontario.
We'd also like to thank everybody at Radio DeBrigg for their help. You've been listening to Check It In, Check It Out at 105.9 DeBrigg.
And before we say goodnight, let me say a great big thank you to Madeline, Olivia, and Sophia for the wonderful work they've done on this week's show. Tune in to Check It In, Check It Out on Mondays and Wednesdays at 5. I'm Julie Barry. Thank you so much for listening.
Guten Tag, and welcome to Check It In, Check It Out, a radio program for Kenya by the Elgin County Library. Ich hab ihr Hand das Programm gelegt. Ich bin Mary Ham, and ich schaffe bei der Elmer Library. Wir haben eine Library in Straffordville, Springfield, and Port Burwell, and ihr könnt krank die, was ihr wollt, fahren. Die sind alle neu auf. Die Öffnungsstunden sind an der Library deren zu sein. Ihr könnt auch fahren, denn das Fahrnummer ist 519-631-1460, Extension 109, wenn ihr noch mehr Informationen fehlt. Bitte kommt nahen und seid, was wir haben in unseren Libraries zum Jünd und Jüne Familie mithalten.
Out the door we danced and sang, the whole library rang. Oh, I'm going down to the library, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. Gonna say hi to the dictionary, picking out a book, check it in, check it out. I'm going down to the library.